Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, we had quite a week. Unbelievable. Nobody in their right mind will believe what is happening in this country. I will, because I know exactly what is going on here. Let me tell you this. See, Trump is in a breach of his oath of office. He should have been removed the same day, January the 7th, he should have been out of that office. He should have been removed immediately to protect the country and safeguard our people. Trump incited a violent insurrection or as a coup against the United States government. That's right, it happened on January 6th. An attempt to remain in office by overthrowing the will of the people. He was even willing to kill everybody, all the senators, all the state reps, even the Republicans, all of them. In order for him to have to remain in office, he had to kill all the elected officials. He was willing to do that with that group. And here's what a lot of people don't know. The reason why there was no officers there at the Capitol, it was under Trump instructions. Him, he ordered it that way. That was ridiculous. He's the Hitler, Adolf Hitler, Trump. And he appeared to be getting away with it. Did you know there was three state reps who was Texan? That's right, the leader of the coup. He was actually Texan them. Three state reps, I mean U.S. reps, three of them. They're not going to be charged because they're white, white privilege. Did you see how they destroyed the Capitol? And those little charges, disorderly conduct. It is ridiculous. You're going to send a guy to another state and charge them with disorderly conduct, which is a very low misdemeanor. That's all it is. Trespassing. Oh, it's ridiculous. If they would have been black, they would have been charged with inciting a riot, inciting a coup. They would have been given 20 years in prison. Nobody. And here's the thing. All them guys that claimed that they had arrested 100 people, every last one of them is out but one. This is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life. It's a sham. And the American people are falling for, especially black folks. You see, if it would have been you black folks, some of y'all right now would be getting an electric chair. They're not even talking about the officers that got killed. They had a guy inside the Senate asking the guy, would y'all please leave now? Would y'all had a, can y'all please go? Been a black person, shot him 18 times. And would have shoot him in the back. You see, Trump is the Hitler. He thought that what he would do was going to work. He actually thought that. I don't believe for one second that he was thinking that there was voter fraud. But he figured if he can get these crazy white folks all riled up, that they would do his bidding. That little group couldn't take over this country. Don't even think about it. That small group couldn't take over this country. The black folks could have handled that group. But I also noticed there was a couple of black guys in there with them. Man, how stupid can black people be? How stupid can black people be? I'm going to say this. Anybody, if you're white and you voted for Trump, you are a straight-up racist. And I cannot be friends with you for any reason. If you black and you voted for Trump, you're just plain stupid. It's just that simple. This guy, the first coup in the United States, but they're not calling that. This was a hostile takeover of the government. And they was going to even kill Mike Pence. He was a dead man walking. They was going to kill him. They were telling him, where is Pence? Had a noose outside. Unbelievable. And then they had the nerve talking about they're going after all these. You're giving them a misdemeanor. They don't even have to pay money to get out of jail. They were released on their own personal recordings. And one guy went out and got two powerful lawyers. Wow. Man, oh man. And this is going to happen again. But they're sending a message to every single black person in this country. They're telling you, we don't give a hoot about you. If you cross the street, if you jaywalk, you getting a felony. These guys took over the Capitol and giving them a trespassing ticket. That's what it is. And then act like they're doing something to get on TV. We have arrested 100 of them and giving them disorderly conduct. Shut up. Shut up. That's garbage. You spent my dollars, my tax dollars, searching and finding these guys and giving them a misdemeanor. Disorderly conduct and trespass. And you're thinking you're doing something. We living in a sick time, black folks. I hope and I pray that you learn something from this. Get yourself together. Stop attacking each other and start dealing with the real enemy. We are at war. We are at war. I'm going to tell you this much, too. They got evidence that at least 3 Republican House members was involved with this. They have the evidence. Will they get arrested? I don't believe so. Will they be challenged? I don't believe so. They even got information that Trump was involved. That's right. Not just out there speaking, but in the planning stage. Clarence Thomas' wife. Allegedly now. I can't say she actually did this. She's supposed to have paid for 80 buses for these guys. 80. And in most cities and hotel rooms, Clarence Thomas' wife, the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas is on the Supreme Court, and his wife was out here organizing, help organize these guys to come and attack the United States. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. These guys, you got to be aware of them. If I'm a U.S. representative and these Republicans are sitting across from me, I want to have a gun too. I don't want him to be the only one carrying a gun because I don't trust him. I don't trust him no farther than I can see him. This was a coup. And whether you know it or not, it was a successful coup. They accomplished taking over. They took it over. and nothing was done. They gave them all a little slap on the wrist, trespassing, disorderly conduct. And the American people is satisfied with this. White privilege. White folks. When white folks do stuff like this, they get away with it. Let it be you, my brothers and sisters. They've been talking about giving you the electric chair. They've been talking about hanging you, putting you before a firing squad, lynching you. Yes. Yes. And here's another thing. See, let's say 147 of those guys voted, saying it was voter fraud, even though they was even in their election. Now, there was no voter fraud when they was running. It was only voter fraud when Biden was running. But he ran in there on theirs too. None of this make any sense. They are not this naive. Man, we can't be this stupid. Get yourself prepared and save your bullets. Stop all this crazy stuff, these drive-bys that, you know, that we're doing. Don't make no sense. Let's get ourselves armed and ready just in case they get a little froggish and want to jump. I know they're a bunch of cowards. I know they are. I know what they do. When they have you outnumbered, they'll come at you. Remember that. But it's two on two, they're not going to come. I had a lot of experience with them. A lot of them. And I know exactly what they'll do. White supremacy is here. It's been here. And it is not going away. The United States, they say, well, this is not the United States. This is not America. Yes, it is. This is America. This is the United States. They were built on racism. They was built on it. Built on hate. Talking about United States is a country of love. I don't know where they got that from. United States is a country of hate. They always hate it. And then you got this guy sitting in the White House, and I'm hoping that on the 20th of January at 12:01, when he's no longer the president, that you have two federal agents there to arrest him. That's what I hope. I hope that him and his family and his wife, I want her too. You know, she's not woman enough to try to control that demon. We got issues. But let me bring in my first guest from Slidell, Louisiana. And the one and only, there's not two, there's only one. My good friend, Belinda Parker Brown. Belinda Parker Brown, talk to me. Talk to me, girl.
Pastor Pinckney, oh my goodness, you are absolutely right. It's a great time to be alive with all of this stuff going on in our country today, Pastor Pinckney. You know, I'm just listening to you because, you know, you were trying. I know, Pastor Pinckney, I know you tried so hard, so very, very hard to get our people way back in the early 90s. We was moving and shaking, trying to educate our people to let them know that all this stuff is coming down the pipeline and that we needed to be ready. We need to be united and together as a people. You was telling them, Pastor Pinckney, how these people want to keep us busy, the busiest people in the world, and that why they're trying to circumvent and come in and do what they have been doing all along to us, all of our life, Pastor Pinckney, is bamboozling us, tricking us, lying to us, saying, you know, just been lying, telling us a whole bunch of lies. And a lot of us, you know, they want to come back. You remember when people want to come back and tell us what they said? We didn't want to hear nothing what they said. And who is they in the first place? Oh, they said this, Pinckney this, Pinckney that. You know, mm-hmm. and all the time, Pastor Pinckney, all we was trying to do is get them ready and help our people and get us in a position where we would be better prepared for this stuff right now that we're dealing with. So, I applaud you. I salute you, Pastor Pinckney, that you're still in this race and that you're still in this struggle and you're still helping the same people, you know, that was against you. You still helping them, whether they realize it or not.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I want to say, you know, keep up the good work. But this is what I want to say, Pastor Pinckney, that the world need to know right now, is that they're watching us. They're surveilling.
Yeah.
They've been doing it. But now it's on high alert, Pastor Pinckney, what they're doing. It's on high alert. I mean, we can say one word. Like, we can say a word, like say something like boo, and they're going to take it and they're going to stretch it a mile. We can say a word like attack. They're going to stretch it a mile. We can say a word like boom, boom, shaka-laka-laka. Anything we say, they're going to take it and they're going to turn it around, and what they're doing is putting together their own, and then they're going to put your name on it. Now, I'm sad to say this, that if we don't realize that we do have to be very carefully in selecting what we say, because they're going to come for us before they go for anybody else. They're going to come for the people that's been out here on the front line educating and organizing and mobilizing. They're going to come for us, Pastor Pinckney, and we got to unite and be ready, because I'm going to tell you right now, they want to pick us off one by one. Anybody that's out here that's fighting for social justice and fighting for any type of liberation and reparation and freedom for our people, you know, that's been in this struggle a long time, that's who they're looking for. They want to blame what happened at the Capitol a few days ago. They want to blame it on you, me, people like us, Pastor Pinckney. That's who they want to blame it on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because, they, like you said, we know that whenever, I'm going to ask you this question. If you wanted to rob a bank, what's the best way to rob a bank?
Well, you know,
From the inside,
right.
Pastor Pinckney.
Absolutely.
From the inside. And that's what our people want. That's what our people need to know. These people had already plotted and planned what they was going to do probably 25 years ago. Like they do. They get their plans, you know, 40 and 20 and 30 years out. They had already plotted and planned. And I'm going to tell you right now, I would not put it past neither one of them, the Republican and the Democratic Party, okay,
mm-hmm.
had something to do with it. Because, really, they flip-flop on us, and we don't know, you know, we don't know them apart, okay? We really don't, okay? Especially here in Louisiana, because, you know, they'll flip-flop back and forth and, you know, say, you know, if they want to run in this area, I'm a Republican, then they want to change and they want to run over here, then they change it and then they become a Democrat or independent or whatever. So we don't really know, you know, how they infiltrate our government. We really don't know, okay? But what it's time for us to do, it's what we're doing here in Louisiana. We're saying we got to separate our parties from these people. We got to build our own party and focus on us and our issues as a people. And that's what it's time for. So I'm asking people to join up and support the Mahali Party, where we're going to be able to organize and mobilize. We have selected 3 states, Louisiana, Alabama and Mississippi, to start our own party and begin to build our communities up, you know, and focus on our issues as black people, Pastor Pinckney. It's time for us to do that. And guess what? The good news is that a lot of white people is in support, that, you know, that know that we as black people have been done wrong. You know, I remember when you had a lot of white movements, you know, just grassroots organizations, the Green Party and different ones that was supporting you, Pastor Pinckney. Those people were committed. They were dedicated because it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you were being done wrong. And we got some really good people out here that realize that it's time for we, you know, us as black people to really get the support that we need, and people that are right and just know that we're right, they're in support of that. So I'm all for that, Pastor Pinckney. I'm looking forward to that, and I really would like to, you know, have a roundtable discussion with you and people like Brother Ralph and Sister Betty and, you know, Chairman O'Malley and different ones, that we're not going to keep on beating this dead horse. You know, in 2021, we're going to get it done. We got to get it all the way right for the generations that's coming after us, and we got to be able to say we're not asking permission. We're going to demand what rightfully belongs to us, and if they don't give it to us, we're going to take it. And that's what we're setting up right now to do, Pastor Pinckney, is take it. And when and when you see us coming, ready or not, okay, you're going to respect us.
Amen. And you know what? If we can't take it, we're not going to get it. And regardless, we can sit around here and talk all day long. And, you know, I like something that you said. See, what happened at the Capitol, that could have been a Democrat and a Republic thing to show maybe to throw fear in the black folks.
Right.
Black folks, I've been getting all kind of texts saying the NAACP put out an alert that these white folks is coming. I said, well, bring them on. Bring these old white devils on, man. You know what I said? See, people don't understand, you know, that, you know, we've been at war. This didn't just come about. We've been at we the ones just haven't been fighting. We refuse to stand up to these devils. And look, did you see how they were walking them around? Come on, the cop came up to them heathens inside the Senate. He said, "Would y'all just go back outside? Would y'all?" That's been a black man. He been shooting two guns at about 100 bullets been going through there. But with them white folks, they try to treat them different. And then they have the nerves. They're talking about trespassing and disorderly conduct. What kind of mess is this? And, you know, and nobody's saying that. The guy on the news on TV said, well, 100 of them has been arrested. And look, and 99 of them have been arrested for trespassing disorderly conduct. This is ridiculous. That's what we should be mad about. Well, you know, if they want to take over the thing, you know, they got to suffer the consequences. And I believe that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party was in on that together. I don't believe one second.
Well, I sure wouldn't put it past them, Pastor Pinckney.
Yeah,
I would not put it past them at all because, you know, one of the things that we have to realize is that, you know, and Chairman O'Malley have taught me this, is that, you know, a lot of times we want to blame this stuff on race. You know, race is a sickness. It's a disease. Racism is. But but what I'm saying is that, you know, we got some evil, wicked, dirty, low down, no good for nothing white people out here that is they bent on capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's all about, you know, who's gonna control, you know, who's gonna be in power, who's gonna have all the money, and that's what it's all about. And when we see that kind of stuff, Pastor Pinckney, it don't have no color on it. It don't have no race on it. And this is what we got to understand, that these people will, by any means necessary, they will go to whatever extreme that they have to go through in order to control their money and their power. And that's what we're dealing with.
And you're absolutely right. That's why I say it was both parties was involved in that. That's why I say that. And until they can prove me different, and I ain't listen to no FBI and all that kind of stuff, because they're all part of it too. They're all part of the thing. That was a humiliation all across the country. And we sit down there, oh man, they got them. They ain't got nobody. Well, they're going to get me on a misdemeanor charge and then give you a PR bond? What kind of crap is that? I mean, it's almost ridiculous to even think about it, you know. And the thing is, they were financed. They had $500,000 kitty that was given to the leader. And he utilized that money to spread around to get people moving. But my point is this, Belinda, which I think is important, that we don't have to worry about what they do. What we do is more important. When we realize we're 50 million people strong, and we should be able to stand up and demand something. We can't demand nothing. We can't demand nothing.
Right.
They ain't going to listen because half of them getting dollars underneath the table anyway. We got all these sellouts in our group. Don't make no sense, Belinda. It don't make no sense for these people to be. Mm-hmm.
Well, you are absolutely right, Pastor Pinckney, but I think that if they didn't know, now they know that we as a people, we have to, you know, change the game, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we have to do that, Pastor Pinckney, because it's prime time. The young people that's coming up right now, they're not going to put up with this foolishness. And when you say that we can't determine or we can't tell them apart and we don't know who, but what it all comes down to is about what we're going to do.
That's right.
It's about what we're going to do as a people. And I'm so excited to be alive because I know for a fact that my people are waking up. They was looking at and they see how bad it really is out here. And now that they see it, when we was trying to tell them, they didn't get it. But now if they didn't get it back then, now they know, okay, that these people don't intend to do nothing for us. We got to do it for ourselves. And while we're calling on for people in 2021, we can make history. This is a history-making opportunity right now. It's the beginning of our new movement. And you know, it's a lot of movements. And what it is that all the movements that's going on, your movement, your struggle, Pastor Pinckney, Banco there in Michigan, we got to come together and join up just like the Transformers, like that commercial, that cartoon my kids used to watch. And we're going to be a powerful force to be reckoned with. And while we asking people to go to the website, the Mahali Party, write it down, M-A-H, that's M-A-H-A-L-I, M-A-H-A-L-I, for Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. It's time for us to take something now, Pastor Pinckney. So you go to that, the Mahali Party, M-A-H-A-L-I, Party. And .org, and join
Absolutely.
Up with us. You know, just go on there. All you got to do is register your email address, your name, and your phone number, and we're going to build something more forceful and more powerful than the people have ever seen, and unite all of our grassroots organization that's in this struggle, and we're going to take what's rightfully ours because we can't wait for them to give it to us. They never intended to, and they never will, so we got to take it. Thank you, Pastor Pinckney.
Well, hold on. Before you leave, let me say this. Y'all should also include Georgia in that. So you got,
okay.
you got Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. Okay, those are three strongholds. But Georgia is really like Chocolate City, Atlanta, itself.
Okay.
So you know, I think y'all should include.
That's
them
a great idea. That's a great idea,
also,
Pastor Pinckney.
And they're waking up. You see, they're waking up in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not sleeping no more. They're out there want to fight and everything, you know. And I had a whole lot of people. Remember, I just got off a Zoom call. And you know, if I get on another Zoom call today, I tell you, I'll go nuts. Because I tell you, it's just...
Everybody is Zooming.
You're gonna have to be
on with us tomorrow though, Pastor Pinckney, because tomorrow we're gonna be talking about this how we're gonna shut down this pre- predatory policing, and I'm hoping that, you know, and also I wanted to say about Pastor Victor, we're winning with Pastor Victor, and that's great news. We're winning with him. We go to court on Tuesday the 19th, so I want you to keep that, you know, in your prayers and in the forefront. We also asking people to support us, you know, to help us cover, you know, his attorney fees and stuff, which, you know, that stuff is really outrageous, but it's something we have to do because we got to be able to document everything that's going on. You know, this thing is spiritual, it's natural, and, you know, it's a whole lot of demonic activity that's going on surrounding his case. You won't believe what extreme that these people would go through. Well, you would believe it, Pastor Pinckney, but
yeah,
some of these people didn't basically put their foot on their own neck. It's so bad, okay? It's so bad.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, some of these judges going to probably start attempting suicide in his case because that's how bad these people didn't put their stuff out there. You know, it's really bad, Pastor Pinckney. So, but we're excited because we didn't beat them. We didn't beat them three times, and now we're going for a TKO. We're going for what is it? Not a technical knockout, but we're going for the knockout.
You're going to knock
them
out.
We're going
to
knock them out.
But remember this. Even a TKO is a good one. Don't worry. Even a TKO, you're all right there, too. So the thing is, let's knock them out any way we can.
We just knocked them out, kicked them out, and they so far out they can't never come back. Okay, that's how bad it is that we didn't spike them real good in Pastor Victor's case. They mess with the wrong man when they mess with. I know that when they mess with you, they mess with the wrong man. But I'm telling you right now, they getting a double portion from him because he didn't spank them so good, so that the woodshed then fell in on them.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Right on. All right, then, Belinda Parker Brown. Hey, it was a pleasure just hearing your voice, girl. You give the family a big hug from me. Tell them I said that we're at war. Just let them know that. And we're going to win this war. That's the good news.
That's the good news, because no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. They may form it, but it sure ain't going to prosper. Thank you, Pastor Pinckney.
There you go.
All right,
Belinda Parker Brown. Talk to you soon. Hey, that was my girl, Belinda Parker Brown. Now I got to bring in the one and only. Believe me, it's not two of this woman. I tell you that, you know, this girl, and she stuck with me. She came to visit me even when I was in prison. And she came at night. She stayed and wouldn't get home till after 1 o'clock sometimes. She come visit. Hey, and I really, really appreciate her. She's a real, real warrior. Love her to death. And stand with her on all issues. That's my girl. But I want you, you know, I don't know whether she like Adolf Hitler or not, because we got a real Adolf Hitler among us. But we right there where we need to be. My good friend, Marcina Cole. Marcina Cole, talk to me. Tell me what you
How
want
you
me
doing,
to know.
Reverend Pinckney?
Man,
How
I'm doing,
Reverend
great. I'm doing great, Marcina.
Good.
How your good friend Trump doing? Talk to me about your boy Donald James. And with
Donald Trump. You know what I want to know? I want to know, Reverend Pinckney. I don't know what's going on, whether they stalling at the U.S. Capitol. Donald Trump was impeached twice by the Congress. But I'm like, for the Senate, what happened there? Did it dissipate in the thin air about Trump being removed from office?
They're not going to reconvene until Tuesday the 19th.
Okay.
They will not reconvene until Tuesday the 19th, and then the impeachment will go over to the Senate, and they won't have a hearing on that day. Most likely, the earliest is probably the 20th or the 21st. So,
well, he'll be walking out on his own, man.
It's going to be tough for them to get two-thirds of them white devils. I tell you, it's going
to
be real tough.
To have him be convicted, you know, so, he, you know, it looks like to me he's going to be in office until it's time for him to walk on his own accord. And this is very disturbing. because we need him out of there so Donald Trump can be disqualified to run for president in 2024. We need him out of there.
And you know, even if they don't impeach him or convict him, that's another issue, that because they got enough votes to make sure that he never ever hold office again.
Well, I hope that would be the case, because what Donald Trump did on January was appalling and extremely dangerous for many people who work at the U.S. Capitol and for the United States and across the world. You know, what Donald Trump had done. And it looks like those people who did it, those insurgentist people, what they had done, they're getting away with it. And the police was in on it. Some of the legislators, like you mentioned, it was quite a few legislators that actually held the door open for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, a lot of these different white supremacist groups obviously was a part of it. We had the parliament.
Absolutely.
The conservative group with 10 million people, they didn't have a host at first because Twitter got them off of there and Facebook. They were talking about, killing folks and all that. This is what they said January the 6th. But Amazon was one of their host services, and now they don't have a web, site to actually have their word out, their hatefulness for black people, anti-Semitic and all this other hate stuff and talking about killing folks. They don't have that platform. So now, right now, on the 17th of January, some of the state capitals were very small crowds that were supposed to have been a large crowd of white supremacists to come over there, but it didn't happen that way because they don't have they're looking for another host for them to spread their venom across the country and the world. And so we say enough is enough. We still got to be vigilant. It's affecting our lives at this point, affecting our mental health, and over 93% across the world has been affected mentally by the COVID-19. We've been disrupted because what happened January the 6th at the U.S. Capitol. All this stuff because Donald Trump does not want to leave peacefully. He wants somebody to be dead because he's not in office. He won't be in office another term. And so he got all his followers, all his hateful followers out there to try to destroy America, to do a coup. And so right now, people, COVID-19 is still around. We still got to be like over 24 million cases across this nation, 400,000 deaths. We can go on. And it's not just the nation, it's the world. We all interconnected. And it's affecting us, our quality of life, what Donald Trump has done for over 4 years to us. He has divided this country. He has spread hate. He has blood on his hands because people died because of the failed leadership in this country. Try to blame it on China. He disrupted the funding on WHO, World Health Organization, got rid of them, and blaming everybody except himself. And then people, and we end up with COVID-19 because of Trump, and it caused a lot of stress because their family members and friends all over this country and the world had gotten COVID because these leaders didn't pay attention. They didn't. Donald Trump in America, saying it was a hoax. So we got folks with mental challenges because of it. They're losing their jobs. They're losing their homes. And you think that won't affect you mentally? They lose their family members died from COVID, and the funerals were in, some of them died and had to have a funeral in the parking lot.
I'm
so tired of hearing about Trump and all the things he had done negatively, which affect us tremendously, particularly black people, because we had a high rate of COVID-19 in the black community. And that's because the racial disparity when it comes down to health care, which I had mentioned before when I had my forum, Reclaim Your Right to Health, and my son's not here today, and many people's children aren't here today and loved ones because the hospitals turn their back on people that's poor and people that, you know, a person of color. So we're dealing with a whole lot when you got white folks resonating that they want a civil war and they want to kill folks. You got the law enforcement holding hands with those white devils at the U.S. Capitol. It's very, very disturbing because we know, and we already heard from so many people out here that if it hadn't been us, that Bogart and smashed windows and Bogart those doors at the U.S. Capitol, it would have been a massacre. We already getting killed because we got a can in our hand and a cigarette in our hand, or pulling out our license while we got pulled by the police, and then the police said they feared for their safety, and all this guy was doing was pulling his license out of his wallet. So we get murdered, slaughtered for nothing, because let's don't get it twisted. These white supremacist folks out here hate us, and all they think about is killing us. They didn't have the numbers to restart their violence this weekend because they didn't have, host services to spread their hate. And don't think they're not going to gain up and gain their momentum and start this mess all over again. But we should be ready. We shouldn't be rolling and playing dead because we know they've been for centuries killing us. They have all kind of ways from the hospital clinic giving us poison to take, the so-called cure disease, but they give us the disease. You got people in the hospital, particularly people in color, they actually getting staph infections, sepsis, coming from the hospital, supposed to be taking care of them because they had gotten COVID. So we dealing with a lot. It's stressful. My daughter, just her doctor said she believed that she got COVID again. I didn't know that was
possible. A second time.
And so here we go again, fighting for her life. They don't care nothing about us.
Mm.
And this has caused a lot of stress with me as a mother. My own grandson was sick, but thank God when he got tested, it was negative. And I got to take my daughter next Tuesday to get a COVID test. But when she had told the doctor on the phone, everything's virtual now. We can't even see a freaking doctor no more. Don't tell me the quality of life ain't right. We can't do the things we used to do. Go out, enjoy the sunshine, air. All that is over with. We have to be vigilant. We have to protect ourselves, wear a mask, practice social distancing. Then here you got these crazy ass white folks out there talking about, we gonna kill the governor of the state of Michigan because they don't like to be restrained because of COVID-19. They rather have this stuff spread because they don't want their superiority, as they think that they're over all races. They don't want that to be taken away from them. This is what this all about. All them thousands and thousands of people in D.C. and across the nation, they've been different state capitals since last year. They ain't stopped. Mm-hmm. They really believe all this misinformation that was fed to them by that psychotic, racist, fascist, neo-Nazi Donald Trump. All they can hear is resonate that we want our country back. And so then you got the media, you got the FBI talking about, you know, calling them rioters and protesters. You know, they won't call them no domestic terrorists because the fact is the FBI said there is no law when it comes down to domestic terrorists. There's no law to cover that. And you know why? Because domestic terrorists, we're talking about 98% white is domestic terrorists. They always want to say
absolutely
international terrorists, people that's Lebanese or whatever, you know, descent, the Arab country. They want to say they're the terrorists, but the reality is we have more terrorists than what they claim. The United States law enforcement claim about the people coming from another country. No, they're right here. They're right,
that's right.
Here.
And let me ask you this, Marcina. Let me ask you this. What do you think should be done with Donald Hitler Trump? What should we do with Donald Hitler Trump?
DDT. I call him DDT. And you know that's poison. But I won't tell you what it stands for. But I think that he needs to be held accountable. We have no accountability. He has stolen money, treason to this country, murdered folks, had folks get murdered. And what he did with COVID-19, that's murder. And what he did at the U.S. Capitol, we talk about treason. That's a violation of the Constitution. He needs to be in prison. He has been making millions of dollars for saying he was not going to concede with Joe Biden when it comes down to presidency. He said he was still president. His election was stolen. So we had this negative rhetoric. So those poor to him kept saying the election was stolen. The election was stolen. That's all you hear. But he'll tell them, you know what? Y'all go home. You know I love you. But the election was stolen. So basically, he's saying he's talking two sides of his mouth. What he's saying is continue what you're doing at the U.S. Capitol. Do what you got to do. You've got your weapons. You can have your assault weapons because you're white, pure white. You can do those things. We can't walk around with no assault weapon, 1547, AR-15, what do you call it, and all those with all those bullets. They can do that and walk side by side by the police officer. You got that Rittenhouse guy, young guy. He partying with his mama, you know.
Out drinking.
He's 17 years old. Got the top
in a bar drinking.
And look, they breaking all kind of rules. They want to come in the place where you shop, mind your own business, telling you to take off your mask. This white privilege have gone too far. I wrote an article years ago and talked about that. Folks talked about white when it comes down to white privilege, white supremacy, white nationalism, whatever. You know, when you say KKK, but they got so many groups out here now, it's very disturbing, and people of color are paranoid. Because, see, we don't go to jail, prison, if we kill one of the white folks trying to protect ourselves. We're going to prison. Same day. Mm-hmm. We're going to be charged and convicted and in prison by the prosecutor and the judge.
And did you know this? That officer, even that got killed in what's called, they're not even mentioning who killed him. They're not even showing the guy who they got cameras all over the place. They know exactly who hit the guy in the head with the fire extinguisher, not the one outside, but the one inside the building. He was hit in the head with the fire extinguisher, and they know exactly who did it, but they're not telling nobody about that one. You see, they're not even talking about that, because the person that did that don't get away with it. And they talking about they love the people in blue. You love the people in blue so much. What happened? And the people, look, here's another thing that people better understand. See, when you call the police, you as a black person, you got a better chance of getting shot than the white person that you calling the police on. You see, they will come out and harass you. They will come out and harass your children. They will come out and harass you. And then, see, when I talk about defunding the police, I mean it. I don't care what they come up.
Exactly.
You can, yes, you can defund the police,
yes,
and
you
should defund the police, because they ain't worth a nickel.
That's right.
Matter of fact, we're better off without them, because they're all of them white supremacists. Most of them, the police department here, Benton Harbor, is 90% African American, 90, and the police department is about 95% white or white supremacists. And don't let me talk about the township. The township is 99%, you know, which don't make no sense. When you call them, you're in danger. You got to have on a bulletproof vest and everything with these guys. These guys don't give a rat butt about you or anybody else. But we still paying them a salary for them to sit in the parking lot and do nothing. Only thing they're good at doing is giving out tickets. They can give out a ticket. That's what they do, give out a ticket. In Benton Harbor, we got a black chief. McGinnis, he ain't worth a nickel. I wouldn't give a nickel for him. All he's doing is getting free money. That's what he's doing, free money. And nobody is talking about. Black folks don't talk about nothing. If they know someone, they're willing to let him go and kill us or whatever needs to be done, and it's over. Black people need to step to the plate and stop all this nonsense. And I tell you this right now. You tell all the people that you know, save your darn bullets, because when they break out, you're not going to be able to buy bullets. That's the way it's going to be. But here's something I want to ask you now. Now, did you happen to see when these guys broke into the Senate chambers and they had the place surrounded, and not one officer said a mumbling, and it was three, four officers in the chambers with them. Not one of them said a mumbling word. Not one. And
but you
I
know
thought
what?
That was very, very disturbing.
Very strange.
I said to myself, never, ever again. You know,
right.
I don't feel sorry for the men in blue. The guy was crushing the guy in the door. I don't feel sorry for him. The guy that they were trying to take his gun, I don't feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for none of them. Because they all was part of what was going on. Only thing they did
was part of
it. And we better get our heads together because we're at war with these people. And it's going to get worse, Monsignor. It's going to get worse before it gets better. And if we don't stand up and fight back, all hell going to break loose, and we're going to be the losers. Stop all this
stuff that
these people are like. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you sit around and think that they're going to stand up and protect you, you got another thought coming. If we don't learn nothing else, we better learn what happened at that Capitol, that they come in, if they come for us, we better be ready. We better be ready. And we better be ready any way that we can. And I think it's crucial, Monsignor, that we make sure that we take care of our business. We got to protect our children, get our children right, you know. And everybody should be carrying a gun, you know. It should be, you know. People need to start getting them some guns and some ammunition so they can get ready for this stuff. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Trump with a little T is going to be leaving 12 noon. He wanted to have a parade. Would you give him a parade just for him to leave?
You know what? I heard that he wanted a couple billion dollars to have this military parade. Can you hear me?
Marcelino.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before.
Okay. I'm right here at the phone. But, they want to spend a couple billion dollars for this military parade for him or whatever. His going away party. And I said, you know what? They need a parade to take him straight to the prison. That's what they need. Not no going away party, but to take him in shackles. Like they do us, take him straight to prison. Open that gate. They'll put him in there.
Yeah.
Because all that he has done, all the violations of the articles that he has done and amendments when it came down to his first impeachment and then the second one, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Because
I would love to see him take him. I would love to see him on January when soon he leave the White House for them to arrest him and put him in handcuffs. I would love to see that. I would love it. I want him to put his wife in handcuffs too, because she should have been able to try to control that idiot, you know. And she failed. She failed as a wife. That guy was way off the chain. He wouldn't do anything. I'm surprised he ain't bombed Iran or something, knowing him.
Well, he wanted to do that.
Yeah, but I'm surprised because he would do anything to stay in office. Anything. There's nothing in this world he won't do, you know. And everybody know that about him, that he would do anything. And it's time that, you know, the people understand. And, you know, he got 74 million people following him, you know. And here's the thing. Like I said earlier, I'm going to always say this. Anybody who voted for Trump, if you're white, you're a straight-up racist. If you're black, you're just plain stupid. If you're Mexican, you're just plain stupid. Anybody who voted for this guy, there's something wrong with them mentally. Anybody, I don't care who it is, stupid enough to vote for him, you got a major problem, you see.
That's right.
And what he did. So you know how that is. Absolutely.
Exactly.
But look, Marcina,
uh-huh.
I got to let you go. I got to bring in my good friend Lee. Let Lee.
Okay. Well, I know
he got some news for me, but I just wanted you to have enough time to talk and get it out there, whatever your heart desire, and take it from there. But, you know, I always enjoy having you on because I know that you know. A lot of times people don't know, but I know that you know. And I know that you know what to do. I know that you're a real true warrior. And I know that there's nothing in this world too hard because you will fight to the end. And that's a blessing. That's what we need to do.
Fight to the end
is
my last breath.
Talk to me. They don't hear you, though. They don't hear you. But we got to do it, though, Marcin. Yeah. Because you know what? When you're fighting, you're not just fighting for yourself. You're fighting for your children, too. You see,
mm-hmm.
That's what they don't understand. When you're fighting, you're not just fighting for yourself. You're fighting for your children and their future. You see, and I think that's what we drop the ball on young people as well,
where they're faced with with things that's not going their way. So
mm-hmm.
you know, so much happening that we're dealing with the housing crisis and the job crisis, just so disproportionate compared to white folks that we're dealing with don't get our unemployment checks. It's crazy. I mean, how long we got to suffer? And then the police want to, when you're down and they want to kill you, we already down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we got to continue to fight. Mental health is a serious issue across the world. And COVID-19, it made it worse because of the lack of funding. And I just wanted to say that we need to, contact CDC, World Health Organization, our state where we live at, let them know we need more funding for people when it comes down to our mental health. Because it's very, very serious. Yeah. And thank
all
you
right,
so much.
All right. All right. My girl, Marcina, we will talk soon. Let me bring in my good friend, the one and only, the true soldier, Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, talk to me.
Hey, how you doing, Reverend Payne?
Man, I ain't heard from you in a little while. I thought somebody had kidnapped you, holding you for ransom. I was nervous myself. I thought I was going to have to sell my children. I was going to take them to the Ethiopian and sell them because I had to bring you home, man. I had to bring you home. What's happening with you? Talk to me.
Well. So there's, you know, of course, they've been trying to deny everything because they're.
Uh-huh.
It got to the point that even the Department of Justice even been trying to cover up the fact that this guy is a serial killer. They're informing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Well, you ready for the news?
Give it to
me. Well, he got caught this time killing a guy at a motel room, and he got caught on camera running out of the room.
No way.
Yeah. And on top of all the other murders that he's been doing that they knew about, now this time he's held in a Wayne County jail for first-degree premeditated murder, felony murder, like 5 counts of felony firearm. He had a gun on him. He tried to run from the police and everything. Yeah, they now all of a sudden they got him, but they're still trying to figure out how do we push charges against this guy.
He's their top informant. That's what I'm talking about. That's the whole conversation. They got these black folks out here killing black folks, As long as he's killing black folks, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, without doubt. Without doubt. I mean, you know, it's
you know what? They hire him right now to go out there and kill somebody, maybe live across the street from you. And they know he's doing it, but yet still they allow him to do it. This is why I say we got to defund the police. Defund their butt. Make them get out and get a real job. Yeah, make them get a real job with their lying butts. All they do is sit around here and lie, 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 lie. That's what they do. They lie, send the people to prison. People in prison now that never committed a crime, serving life, served 40, 50 years, and nothing. You know, and the thing, and here's the thing now, they're not letting you out of prison now. You can do 40, 50 years unless you admit that the police was right. It's the only way, and unfortunately, I'd rather see the boy out. You're going to just say, you right, police officer, just let me out of here. You know, and that's the way they're going now. I mean, it's amazing, man. Some of these guys I talk to, it's just, you know, it's a man. He's, I don't want to say that. I said, well, it's up to you.
You know, you
got to
think, this thing been going on since June 8th, 2018, and I'm still fighting them.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not surprised you ain't with the trial yet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
they,
not surprised.
Because he murdered a guy back in September 30th.
What about the guy that murdered all them people? What about them? All that. Then they had 4 or 5 murderers on your case.
They got just about all of them. Even the females, them, see, it was actually a group of them, and they trying to play it like none of these people was affiliated, but they actually were affiliated because we already knew who they were. And
yeah, absolutely.
One of the girls, I know she got two murders that she's involved with, and these are totally separate. At least I think one of them is separate because she might have had him. Pulled a trigger on one where an 85-year-old woman was killed. Actually, she was Barbara Ruffin. She was actually related to David Ruffin.
David? Oh, is that right?
Yes. Yep, and she was murdered because she sent them over there to try to do something to her grandson.
A grandson?
The grandson, yes. The grandson wasn't there, so they shot the grandmother.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
Oh, man. You bringing tears to my eyes. Man,
85-year-old woman. But because these people are all informants, they trying to sweep all of this under the rug.
Man, you just brought up my weakness. They killed the grandmother. Oh, man.
Yep.
And you know,
looking for the
grandson. Did you hear the young lady that... She's, you know, she's from Oak Park. You know, where that guy got killed in the backyard.
The other federal informant with 6 murders
right.
on him.
Right.
Let me share something with you on this. Do you know that he was also a part of the same group? They was all from Southwest Detroit. All of them. They all hung out together. They all did robberies together. The females helped set up robberies and all of that. Because the police would tip them off, hey, this guy, he's heavy and this and that and that and this. And all of a sudden, the guy get robbed and all of that. If he don't die in the robbery, like one particular situation that happened on Bassett, they robbed the guy, beat him and everything. And then the very next day, the police came and raided him.
Wow.
So they know what he's doing because they're helping him.
Wow.
And by them helping him out, now they trying to disassociate themselves with him. But you can't disassociate yourself. I mean, it's documented. Who was his handler?
Here's the thing that we always got to think about. They've been getting away with this for years. This stuff ain't just stopped.
Oh, yeah.
The average person.
This has been going on, I mean, in particularly Southwest Detroit. I know it's been going on for many years.
Yeah.
Many. I'm coming out since I was a youngster, and I'm 47 right now, and it's been going on
right.
at least 30 years that I know about.
Right. And the average person would never, you know, they would never believe all this stuff. See, I learned the hard way. When they was, they told me about this 10 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, that about how the police department was involved in most of the murders that happened around the actually around the country. It ain't just in Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, you name it, all the black cities. Most of these guys is getting shot up and killed. They work for the police department. And that's why I tell you right
exactly.
Now, get fund they butt. Yeah, but people wouldn't believe it. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Well, the thing is with this trial is going to come out because it's like this. It's so many people that come to find out. We was always wondering, like, hold on, everybody know who did these murders.
Yeah.
But the police ain't doing nothing about it. And then now it came out that the reason they're not doing nothing about it is because all of them is a foreman.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
What they are pretty much shocked of is, how does this guy know? Well, come on, man. We've been through it. It don't take a rocket scientist to figure out. One guy, he get caught. You're on house arrest for getting caught with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you only released to go to work, but then you get caught in Ypsilanti, Michigan, trying to buy a kilo of cocaine with $25,000, and it was the Michigan State Police.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
That case got swept under the rug. And, of course, the murders that he did do was also swept up under the rug. I'm like, because we were all like, hold on, he got caught red-handed. How did he, where's the paperwork that said you beat this case?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
One of the guys
maybe
said
there was no paperwork. There was no paperwork.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't none. Mm-hmm. I mean, we already know why, because the guy, one of the guys who say he got the money from, he said he got the money from, which we knew was a lie. That guy ended up getting raided and going to federal prison.
Mm. That's because he wasn't a killer.
Exactly.
You see, if you don't play ball with them, you got a good chance of either getting killed or become a killer. Those are the only two options. See, that's what they wanted you. They wanted you to be a killer.
Yeah,
you know?
See, that's the thing that they thought they was going to get.
Right.
And
they wanted you to be a killer. They wanted you to be an informant for them. You know, and that way, and here's another thing what they do. They know they rob the drug dealers themselves anyway.
Oh, they've been doing that for years. I mean, that's
right.
That's like a norm here in Detroit.
Even in your case, ain't none of this stuff you're telling me is new. I know about these people. I know what these people do. I know how they do things, and I know they get away with it, you know.
Let me share something else with you that's going to shock you that within the paperwork that I'm coming to find out. And this is just one of the situations. So the officer stated that he found 456 grams, okay? He said he tested this using a NARC-2 test, and it came back positive for cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And they use that within the forfeiture and all of that, right? Well, I got a hold of the Michigan State Police Forensic Laboratory, and they stated no controlled substance detected. So they most that what he said he tested and it came back positive.
Mm-hmm.
The forensic laboratory report states no controlled substance detected. There was nothing in it.
Mm.
So how is it that you found 456 grams if your laboratory is stating that it's nothing?
Yeah. And here's the bad part. They still trying to send you to prison, buddy.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
They still...
Even with all the evidence, even with them knowing now that their informant is a serial killer, the police lied. I mean, they done violated Frank versus Delaware all the way through. I mean, all the way through. They don't even forge the judge's signature. There's no stamp to say this judge approved a warrant. None of that. There's no file date stamp, no none of that on none of the paperwork. And what they didn't want me to do was to sit back and study the paperwork.
Yeah.
They didn't want me to do that.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
They went and pulled off so much. You know what? It's going to shock you, but I actually did a video. And I said, I'm going to upload it to YouTube. And I'm going to point this out. This is how we as a people is getting framed. And this is how they enact black genocide. You can kill who you kill, but you tell on a few of them so we can send them to prison. So here it is. It's either you dying in the street or you going into prison. That's black genocide all day long.
Oh, absolutely.
Just don't kill none of our people.
Don't kill none of us. You know, none of them. As long as you don't kill white folks, you in good shape. And then you got, you know, it's just ridiculous. I tell you what, Lee, I got to let you go. But I do want you to keep me informed. Have you got a court date as of yet?
No, they just set a court date, but due to COVID, you know, they try to push me through a Zoom. I say, I want everybody to come to court.
Yeah.
So now
everybody.
With that being stated, the court date that they do get, they can't, you know, they just put a court date on it, which was in February. But actually, it ain't. It's going to be at least 5 more months or so from now.
At least, right? Absolutely. But listen, you stay strong and protect yourself, you know, because like they said, they got all these higher killers, man, and you got to be aware of them because they out here. You know, you can say whatever you want, but you got to be aware of these people. These, you know, law enforcement is not law enforcement, you know, and that's why I said defund the police. We got to defund them. But look, I got to let you go. I ran out of time, but I get you. Come holler at me next week. Let's talk some more.
Yes, sir.
All right. Amen. We are at war. This is a war. This is no conflict. And you people out there who sitting on your hands and not saying nothing, don't want to stand up, you don't have to stand up for yourself. Stand up for your children and your children's children. I look at it as an opportunity. But this is a war that we can win. But we got to fight. If we don't fight, we don't win. But if we fight, we win. Next week, same time, same station. Have a good night.